Just go straight on. Good boy. You can find the crossing for me. Where's that box, Joe? Joe, where's the box? Come on, find the box. Oh, Joe, for pity's sake, that is not the box. Come back. The box is here. Okay. I think we've just missed it. Oh, no. Forward. Okay. Let's go straight, please, Joe. Find the way. Well, that was interesting. I ask him to find the box. And he tries walking me past it on the roadside. I don't think we were actually on the road. I think it was just a sort of narrow edge of pavement. Straight on, Joe. Yeah, park's closed this time of night, I'm afraid. It's not too late, actually. It's about 7-ish, maybe 10 past. And I thought, as it's a dry evening, that we would walk to the station, as well as having walked to work from the station this morning. So, Mr. Geo is getting some exercise in, which after sitting down all day, I think he certainly deserves. Go on, find the way. He's a bit wobbly. I wonder if he needs the loo. Find the way, Geo. Stretch on. However, hang on a second. And forward. I'm not sure I want to. Go on, straight on. I didn't want to use that road. I used to use that road with vans, but I was pretty confident that he would go exactly where I wanted him to and not go out too wide where there was likely to be traffic. I'm not sure yet with Geo whether he'll do it properly. However, this one we might be able to. Find right, Joe. Okay, now find left. That's it, find the curb. Okay, come on then, you're a busy boy. Yep, straight away, that's good. Ooh, breezy. Not a good way for recording. Anyway, it's losing count of days. Look at the title for how many days since we trained it is. It's probably something like 25 or something like that. I'm currently just under a week behind in uploading these recordings. Find right. No, we're not going back to work, you numpty. Find right. Where's the curb? And forward. No. Get on. It's not helpful shaking in the middle of the road. Go on then, mister, straight on. So this was Geo's fourth day in the office. And he's still doing really well. Straight on, Geo. We did proper introductions today. Stood up in front of everybody and, well, not everybody, so our part of the organisation and said all about him and tried to find the curb, Joe, and forward. No impatient drivers. Find the curb. Geo! Watch what you're doing! Forward. I don't know how to describe it. It's a sort of up curb on the side of the pedestrian island. And we clipped that. Come on, we're going to find the way. I know I can't speak properly either, which is probably not helping. Straight on. Basically saying to people,
so as to avoid going down the road we did with Vance, where he learnt that if he growled and barked at people, then good boy Gio, then he would get attention, asking people not to even make eye contact with him if he growls or barks. Straight on, Gio. And to ask me before interacting with him at all. They're a pretty good lot, though. I don't think we'll have any issues. They were just used to with Vance, because we were a long way past the stage where we could really have reversed any poor behaviour. They were used to having a little more interaction with him. But I think they are seeing a little more of how a guide dog should behave in the office at the moment. We'll see how long it lasts. But he's definitely being a good boy. And it's nice because he lays quietly and unobtrusively. But then if I do interact with him, he's lovely and the tail wags and he's so happy to have a moment and to have a, not exactly a play, but a bit of interaction and engagement. Need to find right to please Gio. Steady though. I'm coming down off Lambeth Bridge here. Find right, Gio. Steps. Find right, Gio. I think he's going to miss it. Gio, what's happened to the steps? Please, come on. Where are we going? No, you've messed up. Alright, we'll go around the pavement. No, I should make you go back, actually. Come back. Right. Find left, now. Find left. Find left, Gio. Where are the steps? Good boy, that's it. Those are the steps. Good boy. And forward. Silly thing is, he came up with them this morning. Should know where they are. Good boy, find the step. Good boy. And forward. Steady, please, Gio. Is it one more landing? That's it? Yes, that is it. As he walks gingerly on. Alright, good boy, Gio. That was good. Sorry, this recording is going to be marred with lots of wind noise. Ooh. Lots and lots and lots of wind noise, in fact. I haven't really done a proper talky recording for a little while. I've mainly done walky ones. I can't remember actually what I've recorded for the past few days. What did we do yesterday? Sunday, that was it. We went over, at late notice, we went over to London Bridge because I'd read that the view from the Shard. Joe, what are we doing? No, you can't. Why are we going over there? Come on, find the way. Come on, no. Gio, get on! I know what you think you're doing there. Come on, straight on. Felt him taking me over towards the road, which we definitely didn't want to do. Somebody riding on the pavement, that's unhelpful. Sounds like the Thames is high. You can hear it splashing. I don't think you'll hear it though, above this wind. Good boy, straight on. Maybe he wants a big job, but I can't spend him on this road. He's far too busy. I got wind of the fact that the view from the Shard was selling 2016, you see, get it? Tickets for £4.20.16 each, effectively as season tickets for the whole year. And given that it usually costs, £30 on the day, £25 in advance to go up the Shard, Seemed like a deal that I didn't desperately want to miss. So went over there, managed to get a ticket, which was good. Rather bizarrely, there was a lady in the queue who was very kindly trying to get the staff to let me jump it, as it was a very long and slow-moving queue, like hours in length. And I was saying, oh, you know, don't worry, I'm fine, I'm happy to queue. But then, in any case, it took the people at the view from the Shard the best part of 20-25 minutes to actually work out whether I would be allowed to jump the queue. I have to say, it seemed bizarre. They clearly, when it had to go right up the line of command, it seemed that nobody on the floor was empowered to do anything whatsoever. It's quite remarkable. I mean, I wasn't particularly bothered either way, but you know, just, you know, surely they can make a decision like that to let one person through or not. So anyway, after that we had a walk up. Steady, big boy. Oi! Steady. We had a walk up. Geo, steady. Steady. No. Really steady. We had a walk up. I don't know what the road's called. Bermondsey Road? Anyway, it's the one that leads eventually to Callanca Water. Not the most scenic in the world. I had wanted to walk along the river, but I lost the towpath. It went inland, and then I never found where it went out again. I need to find the crossing. Can you find the crossing, big boy? Somewhere up here. Where's the box here? Where's the crossing? It's a good boy. Where's the box? So, the box. I'm not going to get across very fast. Where's the box, do you? That's it? I can never find this blooming box here. I feel like such an idiot. Where on earth is it? Where's the box, do you? Find the box. Come on. No, it's not there. Geo, come on. Find... Ah, there it is. Good boy. Well done. Good boy. Not that he actually found it. He was on the curb side, which is forward, a good meter in front of the box. And there's me waving my arms around like a mad something or other. And eventually getting there. Where's the crossing? Find the crossing. Cue him in, make sure he stops here. Good boy, well done. And forward. Good lad. Good boy. Speeding up nicely now. And find the curb. He's passing a petrol station. Good boy. And wait, and forward. Good boy, well done. Oh. Steady, mister, steady. Is that a curb? Where's the curb? No, I didn't say cross, I said find the curb. Well, I said curb. Wait. Forward. Good boy, well done. Good boy. He's actually skipping along. I think he might want the toilet, actually. Let's see if we can find a spot along here. Steady, Geo. Although, it feels it's like it's in the latter stages, so might miss it. Might just go. Oi, oi, oi! Geo, there's a curb there. And forward. Thank you. So anyway, we ended up Well, I wanted to go and find out where the Brunel Museum is, the Thames Tunnel, which... curb! I can feel the tactiles, so you must be able to. Forward. Thank you, sir. What we'll do, though, is... stand. Left. Okay, find the curb. Find left. Where's the curb? Okay, you're gonna do a busy boy. Yeah, busy boy, go on, busy, busy. Busy boy. Nope, not interested. Alright. Maybe too windy. Don't blame me. Find left, yeah. Both of us sideways. That's why I said to stand. Straight onto you. Wow. That is a very wind, very high wind. I think it was because it was being channeled by the buildings on the other side of the road. But my goodness. Just stand a sec. Just taking a photograph or two for the boo. There we go, let's keep going then. Alright, just stand a sec. Sorry, Joe, just stand there. Because I can't. So I'm failing to multitask properly. Just about to miss a train, that's unfortunate. Oh well, right, let's go. Okay, you're gonna find the steps. Where are the steps? Good boy, well done. Okay, let's go. Steady. Good boy, well done. And thought, oh, well, I'm not going back on that, but that was not very good. I find the step. And stand, wait. Thank you. Good boy. Forward. Too much of a hurry, I think. Yeah, so anyway, in the end, it's 10 of yesterday. We got to... well, we ended up getting the train from all of one stop, from Rotherhithe to Ford, Canning Town, no, not Canning Town, Canada Water even, and, which is what I meant earlier when I said Canning Town, and Ford, I always get the two mixed up, and, blah, 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 what on earth am I trying to say, good boy, straight on. Okay, find the door. Go on, find the door. That's it. Now find the gate. Find the gate, Gio. There's a gate. Come on. Good boy. And go. Good lad. Tell you what, I think we'll get the lift. Good boy. Okay. Find right, Gio. Find the lift. Right, Geo. Find right, Geo. Find right, Geo. Good boy. Goodness me. You do need to listen to me a bit. In you go. Alright, I think that was the whistle being blown on the train that I wanted. So anyway, we ended up going to the Surrey Quays shopping centre. I was trying to find a toilet there. And the doggy went and disgraced himself and spent in the middle of the place. Big one too. Not helpful.
Doors opening.
Go on then. And stand there. Good boy.
Please, please, please.
it was a mixed time. But apart from that, he did all right. He did more than all right. He did brilliantly. He's still proving to be really, really good on his work in general. Yeah, he slipped up down again. His curb work needs lots of reinforcement. As does stopping on the first step and not charging up them. But his general obedience is coming on. He's being slightly better at sitting and lying when he's told to. It's incremental, but I think we'll get there eventually. Anyway, I'm just going to look up my train.